Dr. Michael Mann's legacy might be forever attached to one line graph he created in the late 1990s, dubbed the hockey stick graph. The graph shows relatively steady temperatures for 9 centuries, followed by a sudden spike in temperatures in the post-industrial 20th century. The result is a graph that resembles the shape of a hockey stick, and the image has evoked concern among climatologists and scientists across various disciplines. A decade and a half later, Dr. Mann is still out alerting the public to the alarming trends of rising temperatures and increasing CO2 levels in our atmosphere. He was in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, and Mann cited recent reports pointing to the ill effects of climate change, including the U.S. government's National Climate Assessment just released last week.
And what that report essentially told us is that climate change is hurting us now here in the U.S., whether you're talking about impacts on food, on water, on human health, on national security. Another report just came out this morning from a group of national security experts, basically telling us that climate change may be one of the greatest national security threats we face in the decades ahead.
Standing outside the Salt Lake City and County building, Mann also pointed to the unique challenges faced by Utah in a changing environment.
Whether you're talking about the ski industry, the amount of snowpack, the precious water resources in this semi-desert environment, all of these things are being impacted by climate change, and in a negative way. It's a threat to the ski industry in Utah. It's a threat to the population of Salt Lake City and other inhabitants of the state, where we are seeing a tendency for more widespread and more prolonged drought.
Utah-based scientists also spoke on Wednesday, including BYU geologist Barry Bickmore. Bickmore says he hadn't looked into the science behind climate change until a few years ago.
I figured that human-caused climate change probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. And part of the reason I came to that conclusion early on was because I'm a political conservative, and so the idea that there could be this problem that we're causing that requires probably a significant amount of government intervention to solve it, and international treaties and so forth, I didn't want to believe it.
Bickmore eventually changed his mind after investigating the data, and he believes other fellow conservatives would come around to his point of view if they did the same.
The Republicans and political conservatives I know are generally really kind, generous, and practical-minded people. And if they knew what was really going on here, I think they would be busting down the door trying to help solve this problem.
A couple officials from the Salt Lake City government were present to highlight some of the climate-related issues facing the city. Water Resources Manager Laura Briefer says research indicates a strain on the city's future supply of water.
Recent modeling we conducted with academic and scientific partners indicate an average of 3.8% flow reduction of our Wasatch Mountain streams per degree Fahrenheit increase. Climate change impacts the timing of our runoff, making it more challenging to meet peak water demand. Climate change impacts will increase our demand for water and result in longer and more intense droughts.
Wednesday's press conference was organized by Heal Utah, an environmental advocacy group. Dr. Mann also spoke at Heal Utah's Spring Breakfast fundraiser earlier in the day. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.